Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
That's right. Archer and Aisha Tyler is going to join us later on this morning. Petey Mack will be here. He's a hippie dropout.
That's marijuana sure. Will increase the level or effect of oxycodone by affecting the... this is one for Dr. Meany.
You should
here.
Have read this ahead of time before that friend of yours tried
enzyme
it.
Enzyme CYP2D6 metabolism.
Does that mean sweating and thinking you're having a panic attack?
Probably.
That your friend had?
That's okay. Probably the case.
All right.
And why pre-read when you might get it right the first time?
That's true.
You know, well, it is kind of the motto of the show.
Why don't you Google it before you tell your friend to Google that drug interaction before he tries it next time. No, you shouldn't try it again. Your friend should not try that again.
No, because my friend had done that before, and there was really no result.
Palm face plant, once again, Dr. Mina, in a day or so, listening to this on the way to the doctors. Aisha Tyler, I mentioned Nick Allen's going to be here. Craig Evans in the house.
My headphones quit working.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I can't hear you. Y'all go ahead.
The headphones
they
are...
Wait. They're gone again.
All right, there's headphones right there.
Where?
Right
there. There they are.
Yeah.
Is it the headphones or the...
He's got Beats by Dre.
Little box that you plug them into.
No, because both boxes. I've tried two boxes now.
That would be a bigger
You've
problem.
You've got more boxes than that.
Because my box is working fine over here.
Yes, it is.
You ask anybody, my box is always working fine. My box interacts well with everything.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Can you hear you now?
Unfortunately.
All right.
I was hoping for the others. Just to not hear you.
Let's do the show. None of us can hear each other. That would work out really well.
All right. They work now?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll figure that one out.
Let's do that.
All right. It was on this date in 1993. You might remember where you were when the 51-day standoff came to an end when FBI agents raided the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, me and Todd were in the radio in Pennsylvania at the time, yeah.
Junior high.
As I recall, it didn't end well.
No.
Well, it depends on your point of view. David Koresh and more than 80 other cult members died when the compound burned to the ground.
That's a Janet Reno dance party, remember that?
That's
that
right.
Janet Reno joke. Cable guy used to do a lot of Janet Reno jokes back in the day.
It was timely back in the day.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy was.
Yeah, Koresh thought he was Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you went to people told
he at least said
you
that.
Know people told Koresh?
Suck at Jesus. I think they used the term Dave.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Suck at Dave.
Yes. Did that stick to the tape?
Yes, it did.
It did. I don't know whether that could have.
I think both of us, yeah. I think you're emphatically yes behind it. Stuck there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Suck it, Dave.
Yeah.
So those Janet Reno jokes were good for about 6 or 7 years.
They were. Well, I remember Will Ferrell, the Janet Reno dance party. It was actually pretty funny stuff, man. Yeah.
And then you had to switch over, if you wanted to be timely, to Al Gore joke.
Al Gore, yeah.
Right. Because he liked the environment.
Yeah, he still does.
But you always got those good Rosie O'Donnell jokes back on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the NCAA says that North Carolina is no longer exclusive.
Shy to me.
The NCAA says basketball tournament games going back to North Carolina.
All right.
Raleigh, Greensboro. Last month, they replaced the state's controversial bathroom bill.
Yep. You all piss where you want now.
Yeah,
so
except
the NCAA says, all right, you're fine.
Still ways people can still get around that somehow, some local communities.
Yeah.
They didn't want, it's not as big of a win as people thought it was.
Exactly.
There's a loophole in it for some reason because the right wing hates people that are different than them. They hate it.
So last week, President Trump told us that we had an armada going to off the coast of North Korea.
Did we?
No.
No. he lies.
Yeah.
No, by the way, now on this one, he could have just been wrong.
Okay, really? I didn't read his story.
Yeah, on this one, he could have actually just been wrong.
Because he does lie a lot.
Yeah.
And even the majority of the public knows
that. Well, and even then, sometimes, okay.
Yeah.
It's lies.
Right.
However, sometimes he is just wrong. I think that there are times when he actually believes what he says.
Oh yeah,
because he's just wrong.
Well, he would never say he's wrong though.
No, he probably heard it on one of the shows.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, when he said last Tuesday that we are sending in an armada off the coast of North Korea, he meant next week, which is now this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everything is coming soon, by the way, with this guy.
But he forgot about the
infrastructure, tax return, and health care. It's all coming
soon.
We had these
practice runs going with Australia.
Yeah.
And so we had to do that. And so we did that.
Right.
And now we're going to Korea to hang out.
All right.
See, but this is a guy who criticizes the previous administration for
continuously
tipping their hand a little too much.
Yeah.
Isn't this tipping your hand a little too much?
Well, even if he were right, even if he were right in that, you know, they were sending the armada then, that's still a fair amount of
tremendous.
Still a fair amount, a fair head start.
Yeah, but you don't say anything about it.
You don't, but he did.
You don't talk about it.
Pence is in control anyway at this point.
Is he?
I don't know, but yeah, he's the guy doing. He's actually the guy going over and doing stuff.
Who's in charge?
Nobody.
Who is really in charge?
Nobody. It's an S show.
Jared.
Yeah.
I think Jared.
Yeah. Even then, the dude never talks, and he skis all the time. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
And his wife is just getting deals with China now, which is totally conflict of interest. Completely illegal. Yeah. Yeah, except she's in the White House now. If she wasn't in the White House, she could do all that she wants.
She knows how to. Yeah. She knows how to separate it.
Conflict of interest.
She knows how to separate it.
I know you're being sarcastic. It's ridiculous. She has a state dinner with a Chinese prime minister the very next day. She gets three trademarks in China. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they're raping the country.
See, this
right
is
now.
Why I switched to satellite radio.
Right.
I just wanted some dick jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wanted to come here and have some fun.
But every time I'm kind to Republicans, you yell at me, Todd. So you tell me not to be kind to anybody. So I'm taking your lead. We need a regular Republican in charge.
No.
I know. See, I'm glad. I say that so you
no,
get mad
you
at me.
Don't.
You get mad at me. Good. I said that to light your fire under your ass. And it works every time I say that. No, we don't. You're right, Todd. I'm with you on that.
You don't settle.
I know. I'm not settling.
Okay, but you do appreciate that guy a little bit more than you did a few months ago.
Yes.
Yeah, but
which is scary.
Again, perspective.
It is perspective.
It is perspective.
You got to put it in perspective.
Yeah. I do, Todd.
Right.
I do.
Yeah, you think that guy's bad. You know what you could have.
Well, let's get rid of this guy first, and then I'll be mad at the next guy. But this guy, would be nice if you got rid of this guy.
An obituary in the Oregonian notes that a man.
This is good. This is good. I love.
Give
this
him
story.
A chance.
I love this story.
Yeah,
you got to give him a chance.
Oh,
you got to give him a chance.
You do.
See, that's right.
You guys are confusing me.
It's not even.
And if my head explodes, you're in trouble. This whole place is lit up. If my head explodes, stop confusing me.
If his head explodes, North Korea launches a retaliatory.
People that voted for him, aren't giving him a chance anymore.
There'll be a
mushroom
cloud.
I didn't even vote
for
him. You figure that out. I didn't vote for Trump. But people that voted for him are bailing on him, and that's a fact. I know a few people, and I've also seen some stats. So.
Ah, you can't believe that.
I can't believe those stats. No. Damn it, Craig. You are confusing me now.
This is why I have Pandora.
Yeah. So I can hear goat whore all day? Yeah.
Yes.
On demand?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure they have a goat whore channel on
that they do.
Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can make one.
By the way, if you're advertising on Pandora.
It doesn't work.
The other day, well, I have access to the...
Something's going off over here, Puss. Is that us?
The hospital gym. For a fee.
Right.
You know, I'm no longer a patient. But I've learned not to go there after 3:30 because a bunch of high school kids congregate in the gym for a little workout. And then the Pandora hip-hop station comes on.
Oh, Jesus. Petey would like that.
Oh, that's fine.
Right. Me and there's a trainer guy there that works with a lot of the doctors are kind of annoyed by it.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah. So we've kind of adjusted our schedule.
I wouldn't go.
So we don't have to interact with the hip-hop Pandora station. Right. But just the other day, I heard a March Madness commercial on Pandora.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
For next year?
Come on in and get your March Madness stuff.
All right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
advertising on real radio.
Evidently, they
advertising works on our show.
They
Thank
don't
you
check
for advertising,
on
by the way.
That's timely.
It is.
An obituary in the Oregonian notes that a man died peacefully.
Now, I got a problem with the story, although I like it, but I'll tell you the problem in a second.
After being told that President Trump had been impeached.
Okay. They let him die peacefully because he hated Trump so bad. But now he's in heaven, and the very next guy that died is talking to him and telling him that's not true.
But
if you believe in heaven, everybody's hanging out with their grandparents playing poker.
No, no, no.
He can look over the edge and figure it out himself.
He's in his...
That's true. He can look down and see it.
No, no.
What?
No, no. He's in his heaven.
No, but he's in everybody's heaven. They all get to talk to each other once you're in heaven.
Heaven is not a communal experience, I don't think. It's your...
Oh, see, you don't think.
It's your...
But I believe you're up there playing poker. How about when you say, I'll see you... When people die, they go... They put on Facebook, I'll see you soon.
Well, not soon.
But I don't want to be that soon.
Right.
But you'll see that. So that means they're seeing those people.
No, because
so some guy got the dude. Some dude died after him. Dude, no, he wasn't impeached.
No, that's part of their personal heaven.
I don't believe that.
Their personal heaven. And this guy's
so you're
personal
saying that
heaven.
Everybody makes up their own heaven.
Yeah, I'm saying it's all made up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
but I do like the idea. I think there's nothing when you die, which is which sucks. But either way, it sucks. So I think he did die peacefully. Knowing that Trump was finally impeached.
And even if he does go, even if
I bet you for like 100 years, people told the Cubs won the World Series, go to sleep.
Sure.
And then this year they did.
Right. Because that's their personal heaven.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't think there's
your own personal Jesus. Come on.
I don't think there's one big communal heaven.
I do.
If it does exist.
I think your grandma's waiting for you.
Nope.
Just to bitch at you.
Well, look at you.
Grandma might be waiting for you.
Yeah. But if she's Grandma's waiting.
If she's waiting for you to bitch at you, she's not part of your personal heaven.
See, I don't know where you come up with this little freaky story. I think
this is a twist on the classic tale.
Yeah, you're supposed to be up there with everybody. If there's a rock and roll heaven, you know they got a hell of a band, so they're all jamming together.
They're all jamming.
And they're talking hanging out, smoking, drinking beer.
No, that's because...
The only thing that's not in heaven is gay sex, according to Mormons.
Right. That is their personal heaven?
That is their personal heaven.
Is the rock and roll band?
That's apparently what you believe, but I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I think you're hanging out
with grandma. I think if there is a heaven, it's all in your head, and only your friends, and only people who agree with you, only people you love...
Hold it. You got friends, though, that like Trump, and they die. They're going to tell you he's still president.
No.
Because they're going to say, yeah, well, I know we're buds, but hey, he's still president.
Nope. Those friends are not in your personal heaven.
Well, they're not your friends, really.
Well, you don't know they're not your friends until they tell you
That's right. So I see. I know you're trying to get away from la, 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 la. You're going to die and be happy because Trump's impeached.
Yeah, but there is an element of hell in heaven.
Yes.
I'm getting really confused on the facts concerning heaven.
I know.
Somebody straighten us out here.
Well, we haven't even divided this up into the 7,000 gods there's been. So we haven't even divided that up yet, Puss. So wait, we'll break this down.
No, there's zillions of individual heavens, if it exists
at all.
That's
you, but that's not what I believe. So,
just give me the facts.
Yeah, I want the facts on heaven. So I love that this dude hated Trump so bad, although at least it wasn't one of those obits that says, whatever you do, don't vote when you die.
Right.
This was a personal thing that
but
somebody said.
Still...
But why was it in the obituary? How did this story get out?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there is an odd element to this story that has nothing to do with Trump, really.
Right.
His ex-wife, the gentleman that died, Michael Elliott, he's 75. He was 75. His ex-wife, 68-year-old, is described as his best friend.
Okay. So you just think nobody can be best friends?
And she told him over the phone.
Oh, so she didn't see him in person. Mm-mm. She wasn't there then. Oh. Did she know he was like the last breath?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was described as his best friend in the obit.
Okay, said Trump was impeached.
And she phoned him.
And she, you know, she...
She phoned it in.
Told him this over the phone right. From Austin,
we don't know
Texas.
Where she was. Yeah, she might not be living in the same state with the guy.
She doesn't.
Well, still, if your best friend is about to die, you go visit them in person.
You don't know what's happening.
No, I'm with Craig. I question the friendship here.
They divorced 20 years ago.
This guy didn't have any friends.
Though the pair divorced 20 years ago, Teresa said she always cared for Michael and would visit him often.
And I'm telling you, that's what happens to people who don't like Trump.
They die?
They end up having no friends.
Okay.
She described Michael as a news junkie.
You might have had a room full of people there, and she just called in.
She said of Michael's attitude toward the president, he hated his effing guts.
You know, there's a lot of those people. Boy, that's me. That's a lot of people I know.
Yeah, I know, but you don't even know the guy. How can you hate his guts when you don't even know the guy?
He could be a fine fella.
Yeah.
You guys are really confusing me now. I'm really confused.
A lot of people seem to like him.
They do.
I don't think we'd hang much.
Just look at the Facebook.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
That's fine.
That like that guy.
That's their own personal heaven. It's not ours. I get it. You can be where you want to be and like who you like.
Our old buddy Beastmaster.
Hey, brother.
Gentlemen, hey, man. I heard you were confused about the facts of on heaven.
So I know that heaven isn't too far away.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Warrant.
This is a fact that's told to me by Beast Mom.
Okay.
Okay. So you're both right. Todd, it's kind of like when you're in assisted living. Mm-hmm. You've got your own space, which is your own personal heaven, which is a giant pond where you get to go out in the bass baby and fish all day long.
Okay, that'd be Taj, yeah.
Then you get to go down to the communal dinner area and hang out with grandma and all your relatives.
I got it, but now what keeps them from telling you Trump wasn't impeached?
Yeah, how do you avoid interacting with the
facts
people?
From heaven from Beastmaster?
Avoid interacting with people who aren't part of your heaven.
Well, because what happens is they're kind of just like mirrors. You see them there, but you don't have to actually interact with them.
All right.
They're just kind of like, oh, hey, there's Uncle Jimmy. He was a pain in my ass.
That's going to disrupt your heaven. Even seeing that person, you're going to say,
you can't. Just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean they're not going to heaven,
then,
too.
Then it's not heaven. You're going to say, I'm in heaven. I thought I was done dealing with that son of a bitch.
These are the facts from Puss, from Beast.
Yeah, that's when you go back to your own personal heaven, like your room, and hang out in the bass baby all day, and then you're fine.
Well, see, then it's not heaven. If you got to see that son of a bitch that you don't like.
And that son of a bitch that you don't like wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? He can be a beautiful man and do wonderful things, but he stiffed you on $30 one day and you hate him. Doesn't mean he's not going to heaven.
Thank you, Beast. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
all right. You're going to run into a lot of asshats in
heaven. You don't have to meet that guy.
What if Hernandez, before he hung himself last night, accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior?
You'll see him.
He's in heaven. So you can
murder
someone.
As long as he was sincere,
I know.
You'll see him.
Yeah. It's like this thing is made up. Or
what about then he might run into that guy that he executed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy might have a bone to pick.
That's right.
No, they've all forgiven one another.
Man, this is confusing.
It really is.
Again, I just want the facts.
Too many levels.
I'm so confused.
No, you just have to believe.
Right, because to me...
Like heaven, Todd is. Todd is making it his own little thing.
Heaven is not the place that you meet the guy who murdered you.
But you could. Because
what's that? That's not heaven.
What in your mind?
Oh, the most recent.
But
we can get into the Facebook killing, and his family is
they're forgiven.
No, that's because you're a damn heathen.
Yeah, I am.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Goat horn. Right. This isn't goat horn. It's like everything's goat horn.
I can't wait to go to heaven to meet Grandma and the guy who killed me.
There you go. That's heaven.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.